Cipolli to the net, shoots, scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody. Back here at the United Center, the Kings posting a 3-1 victory over the Chicago Blackhawks. And this is the second meeting between these conference rivals. The Kings now lead the season series 2-0. The third and final matchup will be March 3rd at Staples Center. Three stars of the game. We'll give the third star to Jonathan Quick. He made 27 saves, a number of outstanding stops in the third period as the Hawks tried to make it a game. They got a goal, Chicago did early on in the third at 1:42. But as we have talked about, Saad, Schmaltz, Kampf, Anisimov, all with great looks. But coming up big, Jonathan Quick winds up with 27 saves. He is our third star. Alec Martinez picked up an assist. Had a solid game defensively. We'll give one of the defensemen some love here tonight as the Kings limited Chicago to just 15 shots through two periods. Alec Martinez, star number two. And with the game-winning goal, having a heck of a road trip, Andy Andreoff. His goal made it 2-0 in the first period, his third of the season, and Andreoff now with 5 points in 6 games on this long road trip. So Andy Andreoff, star number one, Alec Martinez, star number two, and Jonathan Quick is our third star. Kings win it, 3-1. We'll take a break. We'll have the highlights when the postgame returns. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Nick Nixon talks here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Postgame continues. Kings win it 3-1 as we take a look at the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. It came 6 minutes into the game, and it was delivered by Jake Muzzin. In a Stroza's pass for Boma, and Boma will tip it in. Then he got rocked by Jake Muzzin. Scoreless, Muzzin with a puck for Brown up the left wing. Jake Muzzin with that bump early in the game. Our Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Now to the highlights. The Kings scored twice in that first period, and the game's first goal from Torrey Mitchell came at 8:31. Amadio for Clifford, in on right wing. Clifford moves down low, took a bump behind the Chicago net. Now just on the ice, Nate Thompson plays it into the slot. Shot, score! Torrey Mitchell just on the ice. Came on the ice from the bench, headed right for the high slot. He got the perfect feed and blistered one past Forsberg. Torrey Mitchell on the Kings' ninth shot on goal here in the first period has the game's first goal. The Kings are up 1-0. His fourth goal as a King, fourth of the season. Nate Thompson, his first point as a King, playing his third game since the trade. And Kyle Clifford earning the assist. That goal at 8:31. Then, later on in the first period, the Kings got a goal from the Amadio Brodzinski Andreoff line, and this proved to be the game winner. Schmaltz in the zone for Anisimov, a shot, 40-footer block. The other way, Andreoff gains the line, hands it off. Now the puck taken by Brodzinski, who scores! Johnny Brodzinski, set up by his line mates. Amadio and Andy Andreoff. That line continues to create here on this road trip. Johnny Brodzinski with the shot. Andreoff headed to the front of the net, and I think Andreoff got a stick on it. It will be Andy Andreoff's goal on the deflection. The goal at 16:37 here in the first period, 2-0 Kings. And for Andreoff, having a pretty good road trip, his third goal of the season from Brodzinski and Amadio. That goal at 16:37, 2-0 Kings, and that was the score at the end of one. We had one goal in period number two, and one of the newest Kings scored it. Amadio in for the puck, moves behind the net. He got tied up. Kempe is there. Osterley in the corner check. Kempe works it out to the blue line. Martinez left side to Phaneuf. His shot. Score! Dion Phaneuf with a blast from the top of the left circle with Tanner Pearson screening goaltender Anton Forsberg. So the Kings get the power play goal. Phaneuf with a shot and a great screen by Tanner Pearson. And the Kings are up 3-0. And that power play goal in the second period at 4:04. Phaneuf's second goal in three games as a King. Fifth this season, Martinez and Kempe with the assist. Kings led 3-0 after two. Hawks came out and got an early goal in the third. Sharp from Dahlstrom at 1:42. That was a rebound goal for Sharp. Then, while killing a penalty to Patrick Sharp, Jonathan Quick came up big.
Taking a look at the reaction of Drew Doughty there. Jonathan Toews attacked Doughty right there at the blue line.
Toews around Doughty, who fell down in the zone. Toews, a pass across, shot. Saved by Saad. Rebound just wide by Saad. Two looks for Saad, but Quick with a huge stop. Yeah, Saad set up by Toews while killing a penalty. Chicago, they score there. It's a one-goal hockey game with a lot of time left. Then the Hawks had their only power play of the game. Kempe for tripping at 5:02, and Schmaltz and Anisimov had good looks, saves by Quick. And then 13 minutes into the third period, Quick came up big again. 7 minutes left. Through center ice, Camp speeds through the defense and on goal, a backhander. Save made by Quick. Camp busting between the defenders, robbed point blank. Yeah, so Jonathan Quick, big stops in that third period. He faced 13 shots in the third period. Hawks had 13 of their 28 for the game in that final period. 3-1, the Kings win it. We'll take a look at the scoreboard when the postgame returns after this. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Back here in Chicago, the Kings win it 3-1. Time now for the Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We give it to Michael Amadio of the Kings, having a good road trip along with his line mates. Amadio with an assist on the game-winning goal. He was on the ice for the power play goal. A great job checking the Hawks throughout the game. Michael Amadio is our Pest of the Game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Around the NHL, these are finals. Nashville tonight beats Ottawa 5-2. The Bruins this afternoon in overtime, a goal from Brad Marchand beat the Flames 2-1. The Capitals this afternoon beat Buffalo 3-2. Alex Ovechkin is league-leading 35th goal. Minnesota won in Brooklyn by a score of 5-3. And in the second period, a late second period in Vegas, the Ducks have a 1-0 lead over the Golden Knights. Final shots, Kings 32, Chicago 28. Quick gets the win, his 23rd. He is 23-21-2 in his career, now 12-15-1 against Chicago. The Kings, with their 18th road win, they are among the leaders in road wins, have been all year. They're 18-13-2 on the road. The Hawks fall to under 500 here at the United Center, now 13-14-3 on home ice. Power play, Kings 1 of 3. The goal by Phaneuf that made it 3-0 was a power play. The Hawks, only one chance. They were 0-for-1. Thanks again to our network producers, Art Webb and Andre Padilla tonight. On site, Scott Miller. And now it's on to Winnipeg tonight to meet the Jets. The Jets will be wrapping up a 10-game homestand tomorrow night. Our coverage, 4:30 tomorrow with the pregame, 5 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the radio network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Chicago. Final score once again, the Kings 3, the Blackhawks 1. So long, everybody.